Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Blox Talks Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Matt, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Welcome to today's show. So, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the two amazing games, Nullzity and Isolator, otherwise called Experiment 1. But we decided we may as well bring in a guest to today's episode, who has kind of been in this podcast in a sense. Yeah, in, I believe, the break-in to secret ending gameplay. She was there. Let's give a warm welcome to Mundane Tree.
Hey, guys.
How is everyone's morning going?
Pretty good. How's yours?
Yeah. I have just been getting ready for doing this. I found out that Discord servers actually have, like, weird rip-off games, and so I played some of those this morning. It was pretty fun. Without further ado, let's get into talking about the overview of these two games. Alright, so Rex, why don't you start with the basics of said game?
Yes, very well. So, in this first game, you kind of like spawn into this lobby, and it's like this person kind of talking, and basically what you have to do is solve or like find this button while also having to do almost like the floor is lava first, and then it will tell you that there is a button hidden somewhere and that you have to go find the button.
Right. It's important to include the creator of this game, even though it is a bit confusing. The creator of both of these games is Nullzity, even though the game is titled Nullzity. We'll explain that. So, the game is called Nullzity, it's created by Nullzity, and, I guess that's just how it works.
Yep.
It gets more confusing, you guys, when we get to Isolator. So, next. Mundane Tree, why don't you talk about what happens after?
So, basically, we'll be going into this school. And then, I don't have so many details, but I know it's a more difficult part. There are going to be more harder puzzles.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. So there's both a school and a basement, and the basement, I believe, is called the Source. Yeah. And there's also a pretty cool puzzle. So after you complete these things, you head on to arguably, I think this actually may be what this game is known for. It's so-called Morse code puzzle. So, you're inside of this room, and you'll find that there is some boxes around. There's this room with, like, flickering lights and a bunch of other things. And while it may seem, like, plain, you will find the thing that says Morse. And this is very misleading, because they had to actually take out the Morse code part of the game. In fact, this is not Morse code, but instead a complicating code, which they invented. There is a website you can go to figure out this code. It's all over, but it consists of long flashes and short flashes. And so you'll have to watch the lights in the flickering janitorial closet. If you put down a dot, that means it was a fast light flash. And a box means that it is a long light flash. And they go together into a code that you'll have to solve. After you solve this code, then you'll head into this whole nother area where there is a computer, and you take a little survey, and then you get your report card. It'll tell you whether or not you are ready for the next for experiment one. Rex, why don't you explain a little bit about Experiment 1?
Right. So, Experiment 1 is kind of a separate game. It also goes by another name of Insulator.
Isolator, right?
Isolator, yes. Okay. Insulator, Isolator, you know, tomato, tomato. Isolator. And basically what Isolator is it's a two-person escape room almost. Right. And so each player is spawned in a separate room, and they must work their way out of these individual rooms by the first person telling the second person a code, which will unlock both doors. And then for one player, I think it's for both players, but I'm not quite sure. And Mav will explain that later. But I know for at least one player, you're almost in like this kind of like janitor's closet type thing. And there are boxes. And what you do is you lead the boxes, and then those go into a vent, which the second player will have a map to.
Right. Now, Mundane Tree, why don't you explain what happens after, you go into the vents?
So, after the vents, you'll come to a mysterious-looking room. There will be a lot of files and papers on the floor. And then there's going to be the other person in a separate room. They are going to click a lever, and then that will pull down my door, and then I'll go out, and I will have to do an obby.
Right. So upon completing this obby and some other puzzles, which we don't have, you'll find yourself in this very unique room, and there actually happens to be text all over the wall. And I believe it's on a whiteboard. I did not actually go in that room. Let me check here. So it's on a whiteboard. And let me read you the text. Here's a bit of context. Earlier, the guide got an axe to break open the vent. And here's what the screen will say. Do you trust your partner? Something scribbled out. Ask him how he got the axe. He or she can kill you. What is this place? The right way is on the monitor, but maybe you should kill him. They're watching you. Trust me. This is your choice. And so, I think this is maybe one of the things that initially playing this made the game for me. It adds a whole extra level of suspense into the game. And if you actually look on the computer monitor, it'll say left. And your partner will have to go into a corresponding chemical storage room and head into the left waste tunnel, which isn't filled with stuff. Upon body slamming themselves against a giant button, they will activate an alarm and end up escaping the game. Though, there is a bit of an interesting thing. So, there is a different ending. And the existence of this different ending leads me to believe that escaping through the emergency exit door is not the canon ending. And so if you guys don't know what I mean by a canon ending, I mean it isn't actually part of the continuing storyline. Because yes, the storyline does continue with the next game called Null Work. And while we do not have time and we have not played this fully, I have gotten a taste of Null Work, and I do not believe the ending that I got both times was the canon ending. That is just a bit of stuff for you guys to take in about this game. And so, Rex, you know what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, you guys.
It is, of course, time for our opinions.
Let's do this. Okay, so, as I said before, it is now time that we talk about our opinions on this game. So let's get started with our guest, Mundane Tree. What do you think about both of these games?
I think they're both very intriguing, sometimes kind of scary, but other than that, they're great games.
Right. As far as the plot line, it is kind of a bit of a rough plot line, but what do you think about it? Is there actually a plot line, or is it just coincidence?
I think it might just be plot line.
Yeah. These games do seem very well laid out and planned, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, Rex. What are your thoughts on this game?
Right, so this game is, or these games, at first you start to wonder, like, what's going on? Is this just, like, a horror game? Or does this have, like, a real point to it? And at points, I agree with Mundane Tree that it can be, like, kind of almost scary or, like, very intense parts of the game. So of course, if you don't really like scary or really intense things, I would not recommend playing this. It doesn't have any like jump scares or anything,
right?
But I do think it's really fun to play with a friend over either a Discord call or like a FaceTime call, whatever kind of floats your boat. I feel like you could definitely obviously do this with random people, but I feel like it might run smoother and better to do it on like, again, Discord or FaceTime. But I find this a really fun game, kind of, you know, I'm nervous when Mav says, ooh, hey, there's a new game, let's try it out. But no, it's a really fun game, and I definitely recommend it.
Yeah. As far as I go, I am absolutely in love with this game. It is very, very well made and well put together. And they almost seem in the category of maybe an ARG. It's not a ARG. It is not, but that is really what it reminds me of.
Right, kind of almost feels like.
I think it's been following, even though it is a little bit of an older game, I think it kind of does follow the vein that has been going on with Roblox games recently. And what I mean, not just, like, you know, Pet Simulator 99 and, you know, all that stuff that's going on. And Adopt Me and whatever
Spoiler games. Simulator.
Yeah. I mean, it is following this trend that has become really popular for the so-called horror genre. And I say that skeptically because it isn't technically in the horror genre. It is kind of their own genre. So, Nullzity, I think, is in the same vein as Ignited Softworks. Who is, what? Okay, anyway, I was looking on the group and I actually found that Ignited Softworks made another game. We'll have to try that out. But anyway, stereotypical obby, you know, if we're really going to talk ARG Roblox games, my favorite has to be, it's 100% the Nostalgia Hangout game and the Crossroads Hangout game. But either way, you know, these are, it's a really interesting genre, and I think they did a really good play on it, with their own things. They didn't really copy what other people have done, and I look forward to seeing more come out of this amazing genre of game. So
very well said.
That has wrapped up our opinion. Now it's time for our rating segment.
Oh yeah.
All right, guys. So, as always, we have our three categories.
Of course.
And these categories are graphics, ratings, and difficulty, I believe. So
I think you mean graphics, difficulty, and enjoyability, but yeah.
What did I say?
He said graphics, ratings, and enjoyability.
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's not that. But so let's just start with our first category. Out of a 10-point scale, Mundane Tree, what would you rate the graphics of this game? Or of these two games, rather?
I'd say probably go with a 4.5. I'd say mostly it's because there are some glitches here and there.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, it's awesome.
Right. Rex?
Yes. I really do like the graphics of this game. It does have a real Robloxy feel. Like, they're not too simple. They're not too complex. I will say that Nixolity has simpler graphics than... Not Insulator.
Isolator.
Thank you. But combining both games, I'd probably give an average about 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Out of these two games, I think they have pretty good graphics. They were definitely going for the Robloxy feel, though I feel like I could find this honestly really cool. Imagine if Ignited Softworks, with their amazing graphics, decided to partner up with them to make a like new studio. And imagine if they actually like remastered the graphics. I would find that really cool. Though the graphics don't really hinder my experience. I gotta say, I'm really loving the new trend of like bad graphics. I absolutely love this bad graphic trend. I think, you know, it takes away, like, we all know that Roblox can't be perfect, except for people who refuse to accept that, like Maximilian, I think. But either way, I don't think it hinders from the experience, so I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Moving on to our second category of difficulty. Madame Tree?
I would say they're not too difficult. There are some areas that get a little harder than the normal just playing, but I wouldn't say there's too many hard spots. So overall, it's pretty easy to get.
I would say as far as difficulty, this is for sure a solid 7 out of 10. Their famous puzzle is very complex, and while the other ones aren't too hard, and I mean there is a pretty difficult maze, it's nothing too difficult except for that one moment. And then, you know, some of the puzzles are quite difficult, so they're the perfect amount of difficulty and easiness. So I do think that it is really good that they have a bit of a difference in there, different, varied, and so I don't know, I'm kind of just rambling on at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think the difficulty kind of varies. But all in all, it's not too difficult, but it's also not too easy. Like, I couldn't just, boom, join in 3 minutes, beat both games. Like, boom, boom, boom. However, they are short games, but they do have some difficult aspects to them. So I'm going to rate it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah. All right. Now we are going to head into our final category, enjoyability. So Mundane Tree, what are your thoughts?
Overall, this game is really enjoyable. It gives you a startling thing, like a startling feeling, and then later on it becomes more natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very well said.
Rex, what are your thoughts?
Right, I think it's a very enjoyable game, or games. Like I said, it is kind of short. Both games are kind of short. Don't take, like, really long. I'd say probably 10 minutes at the most. Of course, the time on Isolator can vary due to if you understand the puzzles or don't. However, I feel like both are very enjoyable, and I would definitely recommend playing them. So I would rate them an 8 out of 10.
I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10. I think this is personally one of the best puzzle games I have ever played. They're very well made. They have very great volume. They have good sound. They have they have puzzles that you don't normally see. They have very unique puzzles, is what I would say. And they are all very original. And so that makes it very enjoyable. So, yeah. Now that we have rated all of our different categories, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode.
Yes, we are.
Well, you guys, as I said before, that's it for today's episode. I really do hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We put a lot of work and thought into it, and we had a great time playing these games. Yes. And I would also like to thank Mundane Tree for joining us. You have been a great guest, and we would love to have you back on the show sometime.
All right.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for joining today's episode. Rex, let's give them their usual reminders.
Of course, of course. If you enjoyed this episode, please do rate it 5 stars and leave an answer in the Q&A if you are on Spotify. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please, if you enjoyed, rate it 5 stars and leave a great review. And of course, if you have any suggestions, don't forget to join the George group on Roblox. GORGE, I think. Yeah. Group on Roblox. And that is a great way to suggest your games. And that is all for my usually daily reminder. Honestly, sure. I think I could be a flight attendant.
All right. Well, you guys, once again, thank you for joining today's episode. I'm Matt from Boy.
And I'm Rex.
And our guest today has been Mundane Tree. All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye.